Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Monday morning in Kansas City, July wheat opened at 6:26, down 4.5 on the open. September 6:36, down 4.25. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 573, down 4.5 on the open. September, $6 down 4. December, 622, down 4.25 on the open. July corn opened at 411.5, down 5.75 on the open. September, 421, down 5.75. December, 433, down 5.5. March of 2010, 445, down 4. May, 452.5, down 3.75. July, 459, down 4.25 on the open. July soybeans open at 11.27, down 3.5 on the open. August, 10.81, down 4. November, 9.70, down 5.75. January of 2010, 9.74, down 4.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 358, down 20 on the open. August, 340, up 80. July soybean oil opened at 38.05, up 15 on the open. August, 38.34, up 27. June live cattle opened at 82.60, up 22.5 on the open. May feeders, 99 unchanged. June lean hogs, 66.50, down 2.5 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 74.10, unchanged on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets, no, not quite yet. We're getting a signal. So while we're waiting to see who comes on for the markets, let's go ahead and take a look at Scott Althoff's extended two-state forecast. He tells us that very good drying rates will set up across the Midwest this week, as we will see at least 6 to 8 days of dry weather. Temperatures will climb into the 80s from midweek on. No significant rain changes. Until at least the beginning part of next week, May 25th through May 28th. The 8 to 14 day outlook, average to above average temperatures will set up across the Midwest, and precipitation will be near average. Precipitation that does fall will be heaviest to the south. Let's look at the current range of trading in Kansas City. The wheat trading anywhere from up 2.5 to up 3.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn trading anywhere from down 2.25 to down 3, while soybeans trading anywhere from up 2 in the March of 2010 contract to up 9.25, now up 9 in the July of 2009 soybean contract. Now on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt. Good
morning, Dave.
Let's go right out to the marketplace. Soybeans putting in a nice little bump after a little softer open.
Yeah, we saw additional bean sales, continue to see bean sales. Just remarkable how the world market's coming to the United States of America to secure wool bean supplies. Argentina continues to be out of the world bean market, so the only two available supplies is, of course, U.S. and Brazil. But Egypt stepped up and bought 120,000 tons of U.S. beans for the old crop, and that's just unheard of for them to do something like that. Then China came in and bought 116,000 tons of the new crop, so they're extending on out this fall, this winter, to secure supply. So it looks like beans continue to be the leadership of the grain complex here starting this week, Dave.
Well, we had a little bit of a technical reversal on Friday, but we're trying to make it up today.
Yeah, we reversed down. Several commodities had weekly price reversals to the downside. So, you know, we're going to have reversal downs. We're going to have reversals ups. The key is, of course, to see if there's follow-through on these price reversals, of course. If you see some follow-through movement with the reversal on good volume, it could signal that maybe we're changing the trend.
We keep seeing old crop soybeans going off of our continent for sale. USDA is going to have to do some more calculations on their charts.
Yeah, we'll continue to monitor that. Sales are just phenomenal. You know, you go back 2 or 3 months, I don't know if anybody projected sales to be this strong to Asia. Well, not only Asia, worldwide now. The old crop's definitely going to have to go higher here to ration the remaining supplies here in the U.S. But this demand was not expected, and it's been a great plus for individuals who still have old crop beans, which is very, very few.
How low can it realistically go? Historically, have there been times when old crop supplies on the bean side went under 100? Has that ever occurred before?
Well,
those kind of numbers?
You get down to talking that tight of a number, you're talking basically what's left in the pipeline. Last time that happened was the 2003-2004 crop year. I believe we were down to 110. Basically, the country was out of beans. There were some beans around guys held on to, but for the most part, we were out. If you were a individual needing meal, you had to line up beans to come in to the process in order to get your meal or oil. That's how desperate, that's how tight it was. We saw downtime take place in a lot of areas. So that's basically the tightest we've ever seen it take place here in the U.S. And when it's bad or it's tight, when you have to have guys line up their own beans to come in for a meal, that tells you we were out of beans in the nation.
Are we headed there again?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. We'll see how strong this demand continues. It's possible down the road here if we continue to see strong Asia buying. You know, it depends, too, what type of rally we see. We rally beans up to $14, $15. That's going to slow this demand, I believe.
What about your analysis on corn today, please?
Well, it's going to be a follower. We're going to see what the weather forecast shows here as we go through the week. Going home Friday, they did show a hint of showers late this week. Then they took those showers out, and that's why we were sharply lower last night. They're starting to put a little shower activity back in here as we start the week, so we'll see what the end of the week forecast shows. Producers getting back in the field, it varies tremendously from location to location. There's some that can re-enter as early as maybe tomorrow, but a lot of the guys are looking at towards the end of the week here. This afternoon's planting progress report on corn is expected to show 60-65% of the corn in the ground as a nation, at least for the first time around. As far as Illinois goes, we were 10% planted last week's report. I imagine we're probably in this 30-35% area here. We saw a tremendous amount of corn go in the ground there first part of last week. So we'll see how the weather goes. It's going to probably be a consolidation type of market now. We feel that just below last night's low is support, and of course near last week's high is going to be resistance.
About 35 seconds, anything to add?
We really like this livestock market. We feel this cattle complex is building a long-term base. You know, if you're one wanting to get into an explosive type of market, we feel the cattle complex is the one to get into here over the next month or two.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Monday morning on the Opening Commodity Report. Say, if you want to get in on that WILL, Illinois Public Media Ag e-letter, it's as simple as going to our website and clicking on the subscribe link in the right-hand navigation window. Comes out once a week to you, keeps you up to date with the information. You're listening to WILL 580 AM. 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.